Hi friends, this is Ravikant Miriala. Let us get into Accounting Standard 18 Related Party Disclosures, a quick revision. Here Related Party Disclosure, this will be given in the notes to financial statements. What do you disclose? The relationship as well as the transactions between the related parties. And the transaction should be taking place when the relationship is existing. If the transaction takes place after relationship, that transactions are not going to be disclosed in the notes to financial statements. First of all, in this standard, which is important is who is related party. A related party, I will say, related party can be an individual, that is human being, or it can be an entity. That means it can be a firm, or it can be a company, or it can be any other than individual, any other sort of entity. Here 5 points are given, my dear. Out of 5 points, 1, 2, 5 are related to an entity. Means under this 1, 2, 5 concept, an entity will be related to our entity, right? And 3 and 4 situations may an individual will become related party. Topic point number 1, an entity is related to our reporting entity, which is controlled by our entity, or which is controlling our entity, or which is under the common control of the same parent company. If it is controlled by us, then it is a subsidiary company. It is controlling us, then it is a parent company. If you are under the common control, means it is a fellow subsidiary company. Next, in case of a world group, only the parent and its subsidiaries will fall. In the world group, associate and joint ventures are not part of the world group. Come to the second point. In case of second point, associate and investors are related parties. Joint venture and venturers are related parties. But remember, my dear, co-venturers are not related, co-ventures are not related, co-associates are not related, co-investors are also not related. This is the important point to be remembered. Next, third bit. Third bit is what? An individual. Correct. Now, that is, a human being will become related to the entity if he has significant influence. Significant influence means, significant influence will come from the substantial interest, or it may be because of the law or because of the agreement. Substantial interest is subset of the significant influence, my dear. Significant influence means, say, substantial interest means what? If you have equal to or greater than 20% of voting rights, then we can say we have substantial right. But it is not necessary that you have to have 20 or above only. Even if you have less than that, if you are able to participate in the operating and financial decisions of the other company, still you can say you are an investor and the other company is an associate company. So an individual who has significant influence or who has control. Control means, you know, which is like greater than 50% writing voting rights, or controlling the composition of board of directors are also control only. So if the individual has significant influence or control, then he is related party to the entity. At the same time, fourth point, an individual who is a KMP and his relative, even the above line also, his relative is going to be related party. Who is relative here? Relative means that individual and his father, mother, brother, sister, spouse, daughter and son. Remember here, I never told you daughter-in-law, father-in-law, son-in-law, mother-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law. No in-law concept. And in this definition, we don't have a step concept. Step concept in the sense, stepfather, stepmother, stepson, son. No such kind of concept exists. And next, the fifth point. There are A and B are there. A does not have stake in B. B does not have stake in A. Correctly speaking, A and B are not related parties. But these two companies are becoming related because of another individual. Say example, Mr. X. Mr. X is related to company A via point number 3 or point number 4. Means he must be having significant influence, or he must be having control, or he must be a KMP to to the company A. And same Mr. X has either significant influence or he must be having control over the company B. If I mean, why I mean to say, like, A is related to Mr. X, Mr. X is related to B, then that's why there is a relationship. There is relationship between A and B. Just blind remembering purpose, you can say one side you may be having significant influence, you may be having control, or you may be KMP. Another side, you must be having at least significant influence or control. Then A and B will become related parties. As I already told you, the transactions which are taking place when the relationship is existing, only those transactions are supposed to be considered for the disclosure purpose. Okay, suppose if there is no transactions, generally if there is no transaction, then there is no disclosure is required. Okay, but there is an exception to this rule. Yeah, even though there is no transaction, you have to mention about your parent company, you have to mention about your subsidiary companies. That is, what are all the company names, and what is that you should say, these are all my subsidiaries, this is my parent company, or this is my ultimate parent company, information must be given. And the one more point is there, the following are not considered as related parties. The one, the first point, what I say, like, what is that? A common director, an individual, he is a common director in two companies. Just because he is a common director in two companies, he cannot make the companies related. Point number one. Second, a single agent, supplier, single customer, or single lessor or lessee, no. These are all not going to be related party. Yeah, these are because of single customer, single supplier, and etc. You may be having some economic dependency, but economic dependency does not turn out to relationship. In the same fashion, a banker can never be relative to you, a government entity, right? And these entities are not going to be, related parties to you. That's it, my dear. If you feel these audio lectures are helpful, you can download the remaining standards lectures from my website, ravikantmiriala.com, and please share it with your friends. Let this effort be useful to as many as students possible. Thank you, and wish you the best.